It's been months of bloodshed in Syria, with the United Nations now estimating that some 9,000 people have been killed. With international talks with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad seemingly at a standstill, the wives of the British and German ambassadors to the United Nations have posted an online video to Assad's wife, Asma al-Assad, pleading with her to end the violence.
Hundreds of Syrian children have already been killed and injured. One day, our children will ask us what we have done. What will your answer be, Asma?
The four-minute video shows pictures of Mrs. Assad contrasted with graphic photos depicting Syria's conflict and its victims, including many children. It's accompanied by an open letter that urges people around the world to sign a letter to Asma al-Assad. You can watch the video at thetakeaway.org. Joining us now is one of the two women who produced the video, Uberta Wittig, wife of German Ambassador Peter Wittig. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I want to start by talking about Asma al-Assad. You and your husband were based in Lebanon for a time. Tell us about this woman. What is her role in this country?
Well, at that time, she wasn't around yet. She was still in Great Britain. Bashar and Asma weren't married. And also, you wouldn't run in them. And we were posted in the neighboring country. But, of course, we know the region fairly well. And we know many people who are experts of that region. And from them, it is fairly well known that Asma has a very big influence on her husband. Some people do say that her influence is even bigger than the one of Bashar's younger brother, Maha. Asma herself has assumed the role of a leader before the outbreak of the violence, and that is one of the major reasons why we thought we are going to appeal to her to play a role, a productive role, at this very moment where the ceasefire is being debated. It's very, very wobbly, and we do think we need her voice.
So tell me about the decision to produce this video. Where did the idea come from?
Sheila Grant and I, we are spouses of two UN ambassadors, but this is not a UN initiative, and it's not even a diplomatic initiative. It's our private initiative, and we are both, both women with an international profile and with very strong networks abroad, as everybody who is traveling around the world. And we were wondering what is missing and what can we do to add something to the almost standstill of what is going on there. And so we thought we'd use social media to get this message out, and tested it a little bit with international friends from the community here, whether other women would come on board, whether it would work, such a message. Women who have a different cultural background and also a different professional background. And the response has been very, very positive right from the start. So we thought we can do that and it's going to work. And it is working. We went online with a petition and with a film trend 2 days ago. We already have 180,000 hits on YouTube. It's almost doubling every 6 hours. We almost have already 20,000 signatures. And the good thing is they are really coming in from all over the world. So we think when Asma, who was so concerned about her image, feels that women from around the world are watching what she's doing and are telling her responsibility for women doesn't come on a silver tray, she might really react.
The video is quite hard-hitting when it comes to her image. Again, Asma al-Assad, raised and educated in Britain, a very elegant woman in this video, contrasts photos of her among Syrian children with then grieving parents next to dead children. And you say this is a private initiative, but knowing what you know about the diplomatic community and conversations and official channels, I wonder, do you worry at all that this might undermine those conversations in the official channels?
We do not, and that has not been the response by officials as well. We checked it out with them, and they said, you can go ahead, because this is a civil society message, and it's a no competition with the talks that are ongoing, and we see it really as a different approach and different step. So from that side, we are not worried. And it is an unusual step. I totally agree on that. But it is a very unusual situation as well. And when you look at the figures, you mentioned between 9,000 and 10,000 people are already dead, mostly people who have been unarmed, just asking for their freedom out on the street there. We also have almost 45,000 people who are displaced internally or in the neighboring countries. We do have 1.5 million people who are in desperate need of humanitarian aid. So we thought, whatever, this is a risk, we take it. She has been a leader in her society. She has been a champion for women's rights. So fair enough that women from around the world remind her what she was preaching before.
And you, again, are the wife of the German ambassador to the United Nations. You know what that role is, the possibilities and the limitations of being the wife in a situation during international conflicts. So tell me about, you know, how do you expect her to react, and how much do you believe she can do?
Look, she is in a golden cage, and she is in a dilemma. But she is the one who said that she is living in an equal partnership with her husband. And somebody asked me in another interview, you're actually asking her to be disloyal to her husband. Well, in our view of partnership, loyalty is not a one-way road. It's not reserved just for wives to be loyal to their husbands. Husbands can be loyal to their wives as well. And since he is debating a ceasefire, we don't see anything wrong with her coming forward and pronouncing herself in favor of the end of violence. And then he can be loyal to her. So it is a risk for her, but women out there are taking risks since 13 months, and they're dying for it. They're taking risks to protect their children. They're taking amazing risks to bring their children to hospitals so that they can get the medical treatment that they need. So, you know, if you compare these risks, she can take hers.
All right, that's Huberta Wittig, wife of German Ambassador Peter Wittig, ambassador to the United Nations, one of two women who produced an open letter to Asma al-Assad. You can watch that video on our website at thetakeaway.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, too.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.